Harry, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. If Brock Purdy didn't get hurt, would it still have been a tough day at the office for the 49ers, or would San Francisco have gotten the job done and be playing out in Arizona in a couple of weeks?
I don't think we would have seen, you know, the offense of San Francisco struggle the way it did if he wouldn't have got hurt. But I still believe that the Eagles would have won that football game. They were my pick to win the game. And I actually told my co-host on Fitz and Harry, Jason, that I thought they were going to win, the Eagles, that is, by double digits. And you look at a team in which Jalen Hurts didn't have his best game, but they still scored 31 points. And it's one of the most complete teams that I've ever seen since watching football, from the quarterback position to the running backs, receivers, to tight end, to O-line. And you look at the defensive side, from defensive line, linebacker, secondary, and then even to the kicker. And then you look at the job that Shane Steichen has been able to do as an offensive coordinator, but also Jonathan Gannon, who was at Louisville with me, so shout out to U of L. And then the head coach, Nick Sirianni. Nobody really embodies being that head coach in Philly like he has been.
How would you compare this team to other teams? Because as you mentioned, just how scary good they are, with Jalen Hurts basically on this meteoric rise to stardom. The pass rush is an absolute nightmare for opponents. I mean, gosh, even A.J. Brown has basically like not made a dent in box scores, and they're still putting up a lot of points. What would you compare this Eagles team to?
I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't compare them, because I think we kind of diminish a lot of stuff when we compare, you know, people and teams to one another.
Yeah.
Because another thing I think that's dynamic about this Eagles football team is the quarterback position and Jalen Hurts. And not just his physical attributes and what he's able to do on the football field, but their quarterback from a mental capacity and a mental standpoint, and what he's been able to overcome at the college level, what he's been able to overcome in the National Football League. And a lot of people saying that, hey, he probably need to move to wide receiver. He couldn't be a quarterback in this league. He's been able to defeat the odds since he's been a kid. And I think having a quarterback in your leader like that, so I didn't take it as a reach when Nick Sirianni, you know, said he's like our Michael Jordan. I truly do believe that within the Philadelphia Eagles. And you see the difference in their team. Even when Jalen Hurts doesn't play his top-notch football, you still see the difference in their team when he's at the helm at quarterback.
What do you think has improved the most in Jalen Hurts' game? Because, as you kind of alluded to, a lot of people around a year ago this time were thinking, all right, he might not be the long-term answer, and now he's one of the hottest players in the league. What's improved the most with him?
I think the accuracy, being able to throw the football from the pocket. I think that, and when I watch this Eagles football team, it's times when they're in second and 20, you know, third and 18, they don't bat an eye. They feel like at every moment they're going to be able to pick up a first down, they're going to be able to thrive. But having your quarterback be so cool, calm, and collected, it's comforting for everyone else on that football team. And I even talked to Zach Pascal last week on our radio show. I played with Zach in Tennessee. And he was like, man, when you have a guy like Jalen that goes about his business, who works hard, who's going to be in first, last person to lead, who's not going to overdo it, who's not going to outstep his boundaries, but he's going to push everybody to be excellent. It's a lot to say, man. And you see veteran guys have drawn, even the offensive line. You see Kelsey, you see Johnson, and you see all those guys love Jalen Hurts tremendously, not just because he's their quarterback, but also because he's such a great human being overall.
Harry Douglas with us here on BTL. Of course, Fitz and Harry, weekdays at noon here on ESPN Ithaca. Let's chat a little bit about the AFC Championship. And I was listening to you guys earlier, and you went player by player, giving love to every offensive lineman for the Chiefs, and rightfully so. I mean, going into the season, they were probably one of, if not the top offensive line in the league. But the fact that they played so well last night with a banged up Patrick Mahomes, what'd you like when you were watching those guys last night?
Well, I just think going into the game and understanding that Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy were going to have to come up with a plan with Patrick Mahomes to make sure he doesn't take, you know, a lot of hits. But I thought the offensive line took it personal within themselves to say, you know what, this is our guy. He's already hobbled a little bit. We don't want him to get hit that much more. And I thought they did a great job last night protecting Patrick Mahomes and being a cornerstone of that offensive line and making sure he had the avenues to throw the football and deliver it to MBS and Travis Kelce. So So it was a thing of beauty. And even though they didn't run the football for, you know, a lot of yards, when they needed the third and ones and the third and inches or the third and twos, they were able to do it a few times in the run game because of that offensive line and also because of Pacheco and his heart and nose running and getting downhill.
Why do you think a lot of people doubted the Chiefs? Because it was supposed to be Buffalo's year, or Cincinnati was going to go back to the Super Bowl. The Chiefs seemed like they weren't the sexy choice this season, even though they're as steady as it goes.
Well, I think when you look at it, number one, you got to think about Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill was top five receiver this season and did a lot of things for Kansas City while he was there. And I played against him when I was with the Titans. Tyreek Hill did phenomenal things. When you lose a guy like that, I think a lot of people think they're going to have a drop-off. What they didn't remember, though, is that the Kansas City Chiefs didn't lose their number one offensive weapon. Patrick Mahomes didn't lose his number one. His number one's always been Travis Kelce.
Right.
So that was still in place. And Tyreek Hill being gone, I thought it made Patrick Mahomes a better quarterback. Diversifying the football to different guys, also going through reads that much more and being more precise in those regards as well. And now we're seeing the fruits of the labor of Patrick Mahomes approaching this offseason with a different mindset because, you know, Travis is not here, Tyreek Hill is there, or Tyreek Hill isn't there, I can just go to Travis. No, you got to read everything out and go to the guy that's going to be open. And you still have Travis Kelce there, but I just thought Patrick Mahomes made major strides as a quarterback, and most likely he's going to win his second MVP award. And right now he has an opportunity to win his second Super Bowl as well.
Harry Douglas with us on Between the Lines, co-host of Fitz and Harry weekdays at noon here on ESPN Ithaca. Andy Reid never won a Super Bowl in Philadelphia, but there's no doubt he was wildly successful there. And with what he's been able to do and accomplish with all of the conference title game appearances and the Super Bowl appearances throughout his coaching career and with all of the guys even from his coaching tree, where does he stand among the best coaches in the history of the game, you think?
Oh, he's definitely one of the greatest. He's definitely one of the greatest. Now, we'll be pulling hairs, trying to go, you know, in and out and in between the weeds. You look at Bill Belichick, who has six Super Bowls, and you look at a lot of people who've been coaching at a very, very high level. Andy Reid is Andy Reid. And Andy Reid did it in a way that no one else did it. And Andy Reid is a guy that a lot of players love. You just think about how many guys that love Big Red, and that's what they call him. They call him Big Red. A lot of guys love him because, number one, he's easy to talk to. He doesn't think he knows everything. And he's had so much success, and he does have a Super Bowl. He can probably be that way, but that's not his mindset. He's in the business of understanding his players, listening to his players, putting them in best positions to be successful. But not only his players, but his coaches as well. As we've seen, you know, guys leave his coaching staff and go get head coaching jobs and coaching places elsewhere. So not only has he been able to reach his players, he's also been able to reach his coaching staff, and that says a lot about Andy Reid as a human.
And Harry, I'll let you run in just a second, but I do want to ask you about my Bills for a moment here, because they were supposed to be in this situation playing for a Lombardi, and obviously things didn't work out that way. Why not? What do you think was the biggest factor in the Bills having the kind of season that they did?
I think moving forward, the Bills, from an offensive, defensive, and special team standpoint, they need to be more physical. The line of scrimmage, running the football, being consistent with the run, not Josh Allen being your top run threat. I think that's what we've seen in that game versus the Cincinnati Bengals, and even that playoff game against the Miami Dolphins, is that the line of scrimmage is not where it needs to be for the Buffalo Bills, defensively nor offensively.
That's for sure. Nailed it. That's for sure. Harry, thanks so much for a couple of minutes here. Really do appreciate it. It's great listening to you and Jason every weekday here on the station. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes, and enjoy these next couple of weeks. They're going to be fun, all right?
No problem at all. Thank you for having me on.